And first, an update on Tropical Storm Beryl. We've got Stetson Babb, head of our News and Current Affairs Department. Good morning, Stetson.
Oh, good morning, Larry. As you said, indeed, the system to the east of Barbados is now Tropical Storm Beryl. Let's go to the Met Office.
Meteorologist David Hardy for the Barbados Met Services. We're issuing statement number 7 for Barbados on Tropical Storm Beryl. This is issued the 28th of June 2024 at 11:01 p.m. The tropical depression has strengthened into Tropical Storm Beryl. The Barbados Meteorological Services continues to closely monitor the development of Tropical Storm Beryl, located near 9.3 degrees north, 43.6 degrees west, or 1,800 kilometers east of east of Barbados at 11 p.m. tonight, Friday the 20th of June 2024. A hurricane watch may be issued for Barbados tomorrow morning, the 29th of June 2024. Potential impact. The system is expected to affect Barbados late Sunday night, the 30th of June, into Monday, July the 1st, 2024. As a result, there is the possibility of flash flooding and storm force winds impacting the island during that time. Additionally, a small craft and high surf warning are currently in effect for above normal sea swells. So what should you do? The public is encouraged to monitor Barbados Met Services or DEM and GIS websites and their respective social media networks for further updates. Discussion. The system became better organized over the past few hours and has been upgraded to a tropical storm at 11 p.m. Beryl is currently moving westward at 18 miles per hour or 30 kilometers per hour with maximum sustained winds of 40 miles per hour or 65 kilometers per hour. The minimal central pressure is 10.06 millibars and model consensus continues to track the center of the system just south of Barbados early Monday, July 1st, 2024. Although there remains uncertainty regarding the intensity of the system in the coming days, some model guidance suggests that this system could develop into a hurricane before reaching Barbados. General information. This information statement was issued at 11 p.m. on Friday, 28th of June, 2024, and will be updated at 5 a.m. on Saturday, the 29th of June, 2024. For more information,
Larry, that was the last statement we got from the police, from the Met Office, in fact, issued very late last night. Can tell, as he said, Tropical Storm Beryl having developed to the east of Barbados, and there's an expectation the system could indeed, as he indicated as well, be a hurricane by the time it approaches Barbados, either very late Sunday night, or in fact, maybe perhaps early, very early Monday morning. In other news, there's been yet another shooting death, homicide number 19 for the year so far. The incident happened at Black Rock Road, St. Michael, where one man was killed and four others went off to get medical treatment for gunshot injuries. The shooting occurred about 2:40 a.m. today. The police say five men were traveling in one vehicle along Black Rock Main Road when they were shot at several times. The deceased, who was the driver of the vehicle, died on the spot. The passengers suffered several injuries about their bodies. So again, the top stories in the 7:30 news today. The system to the east of Barbados is now Tropical Storm Beryl, and in fact could be a hurricane by the time it approaches Barbados, either very late tomorrow night or very early Monday morning. And another man shot dead, homicide number 19 for the year so far. Stetson Babbs, Darkham Network News.
The International Monetary Fund, IMF, has announced that it has approved $56 million for Barbados after it reached a staff-level agreement with the island on the third reviews of the Extended Fund Facility and the Resilience and Sustainability Facility arrangement. In a statement, the IMF notes, in 2023, the economy completed its recovery from the pandemic, growing by an estimated 4.4%, driven by a rebound in tourism and related sectors. The IMF news release states that at the request of the government of Barbados, an IMF team led by Michael Perks, came to the island during May 13 to 21 to discuss the implementation of Barbados's Economic Recovery and Transformation BERT 2022 plan, supported, of course, by the IMF under the Extended Fund Facility, EFF. Disbursement of funds under both programs will take place on the 2nd of July. The park and ride system for the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup Finals will continue today. Head of the transport sector for the local organizing committee, Linda Holder, says they expect a smooth day today. She stated that the park and ride is in collaboration with the private sector.
The same park and ride sites that we had at the beginning, and those will be Queen's College, Garfield Sobers Gymnasium, coming from the outer edges. On Mighty Grinder Highway, you'll also have Deacon's Pasture. If you're coming from the south of the island, you will have the space opposite Bethel Church that we've named the proposed site for Hayat. And further down, you will have the BTI car park on Bay Street, kind of opposite what is Laurie Dash, so persons will know exactly what we're speaking of. Those are the spectator parking sites. And from each of those sites, we will have vehicles moving you back and forth. Let me remind you, it's a fixed fee. Everyone charges the same fee. That fee is $10 per person per trip.
She assured that police and staff will provide guidance and protection to patients.
If you're still not sure, one of those people in the normally wear yellow will be saying to you, well, that's where the sites are that you can go to get back to where you started from. But the park and ride sites are definitely active and have been active. They will open around 6 o'clock in the morning before the match, and they will close 2 hours after the festivities. So we'll have persons there at each site until whenever the festivities end, 2 hours after that. We'll have police, we'll have security, and we will have volunteers who will be making sure that the vehicles that you have left there are kept safe for you until you return.
Head of the transport sector for the local organizing committee, Linda Holder. Prime Minister Mia Motley was yesterday presented with 2 special edition bottles of rum produced here in this country as part of CARICOM's 50th anniversary celebrations. The presentation was part of an initiative where 13 rum distilleries within CARICOM provided from regional prime ministers with commemorative editions of their own locally produced rum. Barbados was the only country with 2 distilleries among the states involved, Mountgay and Staithes West Indies Rum Distillery. In a ceremony at the Lara Court, Managing Director of the West Indies Rum Distillery, Andrew Hassell, spoke of the significance of the occasion.
CARICOM, with its various institutions and member governments, has been a critical stakeholder in assisting in the development and protection of Caribbean rum. Hence, for the 50th anniversary of CARICOM, we pause today to say thank you to the CARICOM team, but also to say that the journey is not over. Going forward, the CARICOM rum sector will need CARICOM's continued focus and support in developing and protecting the CARICOM rum industry. CARICOM has taught us, the Caribbean rum industry, that together many hands make light work, and that a rising tide lifts all ships. And also, for anything to be truly sustainable at its heart, it must be a win-win for all involved.
Managing Director of the West Indies Rum Distillery, Andrew Hassell. Meantime, Prime Minister Motley said that CARICOM states will continue working to see how they can assist in restoring order in Haiti. A transitional presidential council was established there earlier this month, and it is responsible for selecting a new prime minister and preparing for eventual presidential elections. Ms. Motley said they will continue discussions with the country to see where help is most needed.
We have now, as a community, to work out all the arrangements of what is possible and what is needed. I spoke to Prime Minister Corneille up to this week. I know that the chairman of the community, President Daly, is hoping to speak to him soon. And I believe, I'm actually happy that we've seen the establishment of the government in the last few weeks in as seamless a way as we have. But we have now to engage with them and continue to see what their needs are in order to ensure that we don't get here again.
Prime Minister Mia Motley. Now that's the 7:30 edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM. I'm Larry Mears. Good morning.